for instance, the difference, the kind you see around a factory, for example, you call that a wire fence, and there's the kind...
Low ones and high ones.
There's low ones and high ones, okay. Do you remember a name for a something they used to put in a chicken's nest to fool her?
Nest egg.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called anything else?
I never did.
What's the name of that great big country in Asia near Japan?
India, what?
Yeah, what? North of India.
Pakistan.
North of there.
Hindustan.
Okay. Where Shanghai is.
Shanghai is in China.
Okay. Did you ever hear that? Did you ever hear those nest eggs called China eggs?
I have.
Would you pronounce that?
China egg.
Okay. What else is the word China used for besides eggs and the country?
The type of dishes.
Okay. Is there any other name? Do you have some other terms for dishware other than China?
Pewter.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, that's all right. Now, what about something you might carry water in from a pump?
They call it a bucket here, okay. Or a pail.
Is there any difference between those two words in your mind?
No.
Do you make any different associations in terms of what they're made of or what which people?
The old buckets were made out of wood, very heavy.
Uh-huh.
Now most of them are made out of plastic, very light.
I see, but you still call them all buckets.
They're buckets, I call them. Buckets or pails.
Okay. How about something that you might put garbage in?
Garbage can, we call it.
Yeah, or something with a handle on it. Would you ever use the term bucket or pail with that?
No.
No. How about something you use in the kitchen to fry eggs with?
Frying pan, skillet.
Okay. Any difference between these two?
They look different.
Okay. How? What's the?
Well, the skillet usually doesn't have very high sides.
I see. It's
flat.
I see. Do you remember when you were a boy, a kind of something like a frying pan that had legs on it?
And then sat in the fireplace?
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Remember what that was called?
No, I don't.
Is the term spider used?
I've heard them call that.
Okay. How about names for a heavy iron pot? What might you call a heavy iron pot?
Wash pot.
Yeah, okay.
That's a little
boil pot. You boil potatoes in.
Oh. That was an, they called it an iron pot.
Or a kit.
They always called them pots.
How about something you boil water in for tea?
Kettle, wow.
Okay, that's it.
Tea kettle.
Okay. And something you might put cut flowers in on a table.
Vase.
Okay.
Vase.
And at the table, when you're going to eat, you use three utensils. There are
knife, fork, spoon.
Okay. One knife and two
big spoon and a little spoon.
Okay. And how about, you might say you have a carving knife and a butter knife, let's say. So you'd say you have two